Regina. SASC United leader Nadine Wilson was tossed out of the legislature Thursday over criticism of the SASC party's government's net zero by 2050 policies. According to the Record in Hansard, the Saskatchewan Rivers MLA stood at the tail end of question period and launched an attack on the SASC party, accusing the party of doublespeak and lying about net zero. Mr. Speaker, I am tired of the misdirection and the doublespeak from the SASC party government. The member from Cypress Hills stood up and led us to believe that the SASC party government is pro-coal and pro-natural gas. Mr. Speaker, this government's stated objective in their published documents is to kill, our coal and natural gas with net zero by 2050 and replace it with wind and solar, which they know won't work. Are they just plain ignorant, or are they straight-up gaslighting and lying to the public about their agenda? It was at that point that Speaker Randy Weeks asked Wilson to withdraw and apologize for inflammatory and unparliamentary language. I will not apologize for this government's lying, Wilson responded. After being asked twice more, Speaker Weeks named Wilson for disregarding the authority of the chair and suspended her from the day's sitting. Later, she spoke to reporters about what had transpired. I am sick and tired of this government misleading and lying to the public and to the Saskatchewan people regarding their net zero projects, Wilson said. And the impact that it has on Saskatchewan and its people and its resources. As leader of SASC United, I am totally against net zero. And I will do everything to help the Saskatchewan public navigate against net zero policy. If you read any of the government, you will see what is in their manuals regarding net zero and from what I can see it's misleading. But we will have a press release out later on today and you'll be able to read it. It was after only a little more than a minute that Wilson and her communications aide broke off the scrum and departed, to the vocal dismay of reporters who made clear they wanted to ask more questions. In their news release that afternoon, the SASC United Party described Wilson's remarks in question period as a compelling statement in the legislature, and quoted Wilson as characterizing the SASC party government as having a wreck and neglect approach. The SASC party's build and protect mantra hides their wreck and neglect record. Their commitment to Trudeau's net zero by 2050 agenda, favoring costly green projects, sidelines our God-given natural resources. It's hypocrisy to celebrate helping Manitoba and Alberta with energy from resources they're closing, like the Estevan coal plant. Aligning with Trudeau's net zero agenda, they risk our economic stability and way of life. I got kicked out of the legislature for voicing this, but it's crucial for transparency about their damaging net zero energy plan and its impact on Saskatchewan's future. The news release also quoted SASC United Deputy Leader John Horomic, who stated, I'm proud of Nadine standing up for Saskatchewan's natural resources and residents against the net zero agenda.